in our Krishna consciousness movement are all of our activities are all geared around following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings and example. Lord Chaitanya, although he is Krishna, still he's Krishna appearing as his devotee, and not just a devotee, but actually as an acharya, someone who's teaching us how to practice Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada and other books like Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, point out that because Lord Chaitanya's mission was Harinam Sankirtan, so this whole day, every day, was really geared around chanting Hare Krishna, which would mean rising in the morning like we do for Mangalarti, having kirtan for some hours with his associates, then after Advaitacharya's request to the Lord to give Krishna consciousness to others, then after breakfast and their own individual puja, deity worship, then they would all meet again and then go on Harinam Sankirtan throughout Navadvip. Later on, that took place around Jagannath Puri, around Jagannath's temple. Even now, it's traditional to do parikrama, kirtan parikrama, around the temple. Three times you go around, and on the south, just beside the south gate, there is a enclave that's about half as big as this temple room, and that's part of the design of the temple. It's in the wall, and that's meant for Akhanda Kirtan, for non-stop kirtan, and different groups do Harinam over there. And then in the evening, after returning, then again at night, there would be kirtan, and that kirtan would go anywhere up until Mangalartik, but something generally 1-2 o'clock in the morning. So that's actually our life, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by his example, that the business of a Vaishnava is to always be chanting Hare Krishna. And in addition to kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would also chant japa. And at that time, before Goswami's traditionalized the japa system, there were no japa beads. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted on a piece of thread with knots on it. Not a thread, a piece of cloth with knots on it. Or they would just chant on their fingers. And that's how Lord Chaitanya would chant Hare Krishna. There was sort of a controversy between a so-called Vaishnava and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur about whether Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually chanted Hare Krishna in kirtan. And or whether he just did it privately in japa. They say privately in japa. We say, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, of course we chant in kirtan because tatrapitan yamita smaranena kala. There is no hard and fast rule. You can chant anyway, but some people think it's too sacred, Maha Mantra, to be just distributed anywhere, everywhere, publicly on the street, what to speak of to low-class people, to non-believers, to atheists. That isn't the opinion of the followers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And that's also how we need to manage our lives in the modern day world, or it's now called postmodern world, where they have a formula for everything, and they have more people teaching courses on how to become millionaires than people who want to become millionaires. Anyway, in that program, in that management, time management is of the essence, that you budget your time and you prioritize what's important. So in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expects us to prioritize what's important. Advaitacharya, or Srivasa Thakur, excuse me, was a good example. When in Kirtan, his son left his body. There's a lot of children here, so parents can ask themselves that. What would you do if your son died in the middle of a kirtan? Advaita, huh? Very happy. I don't know if that's your immediate reaction. No. it may take a little while to come to that. It's a good way to leave your body, put it that way. Certainly it's the ideal way. But if unexpectedly such a thing happened, and that's what happened, Srivasa Thakur didn't want the kirtan to be disturbed. In other words, the priority was kirtan. You can always mourn, but you can't always chant Hare Krishna. I wonder if we prioritize things like that. One can say, well, I can chant Hare Krishna every day, but I only have one son, two sons, three sons. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, much appreciated that extraordinary, exemplary behavior. It's not something that one may necessarily artificially imitate, but still, it's what we're trying to aspire for. Because anything or everything that we want to achieve in terms of Krishna consciousness can be achieved only through chanting. We do arati with chanting. We accompany the worship of the deities with chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, Archana. We also complement the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita with kirtan. Everything is based around chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore, we should see if that's how we're also basing our time. Sometimes devotees say, I don't have time to chant. That's like when you're on Sankirtan and you try and stop people and say, I got no time. They got time. They just don't have time for this. So is it the same thing when we say, I just don't have time to finish my rounds, or I don't have time to do kirtan, I don't have time. I've got time, but I just don't have time for this. But in the ultimate issue, Lord Chaitanya, who's residing within everyone's heart, is well aware of what our priorities are. And according to what those priorities are, what our actual mentality is, that he gives a appropriate result. But the best result is that free of offense, we can chant the pure name of the Lord, which is the name of the Lord. The other things are not really the name. They're a semblance of the name, where they just look like the name, but there's something different. And then by that pure chanting, then we can actually achieve what we're talking about, which is the love of God. We talk about it, something very easily, as if it's something that happens anywhere or automatically. But Rupa Goswami says, Kvajanoyam Mativa Parama. He says, what about these Jana Parama? What about these great, exalted, transcendental days? Patidapyudha. Even with great, great endeavor, they can't achieve this very, very extraordinary spiritual benediction. And Sanatana Goswami and all of our acharyas, they've composed so many things. And that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's also lamenting, Tatrapita Niyamita Etadrishi Tavakripa Bhagavan Dvami Durdaibami Drishami Hachani. That I'm not really getting it, because I'm not getting it. I don't have a taste for the holy name of the Lord. I don't really have the real taste for Krishna consciousness. Time's passing. Everyone's getting older. No one's getting younger. And as Srila Prabhupada would sometimes quote, Sadan hoy, bhajan hoy, murtli janma. You're at the time of martya, at the time of death. Then it will be your sadhan and your bhajan that will be what counts. All the other important things will all of a sudden have no value at all. They won't be able to help us do anything or go anywhere. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Srila Prabhupada, we've gotten this wonderful opportunity. So we should take advantage while the opportunity is there. One day it won't be. Just like there's the picture of Bhaktivedanta Maharaj there on the window ledge. One day you may be a picture on the window ledge too. But not as long as him. It may just be for the day. And it's not maybe. It's guaranteed. Okay. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan ki jai.